Dad lost his keys, Lori is losing a friend, and I lost my new pen. We're all losing things today.
It gets worse the older you get. I'm always losing or misplacing my keys, my glasses, my hearing aids. But there are some things you can never lose. The Winning Losers, that's the name of my story. Romans 8, starting at verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created being shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our story, The Winning Losers. Patting the pocket on his shirt and finding nothing, Nathaniel searched all his other pockets. Caleb, I lost it, he said, his heart sinking. Caleb frowned. What did you lose now? He asked his friend. My brand new pen, Nathaniel answered. The one my dad gave me for my birthday. He's never given me a present before, so it means a lot to me. I shouldn't have taken it to school. Well, probably not the way you lose things, agreed Caleb as the boys continued walking home. When Nathaniel reached his house, he went to the kitchen to find his mother. He was surprised to see his father there, too. I didn't know you were home, said Nathaniel. Your car's not in the garage. I lost my car keys, so one of the guys in our office brought me home to get another set, explained Dad. He's waiting out in front. Just then, Lori burst through the back door. It's horrible, terrible, she wailed. I'm losing my best friend. Marissa just told me they're moving to Arizona next month. Wow, said Nathaniel. Dad lost his keys. Lori is losing a friend, and I lost my new pen. We're all losing things today. How about you, Mom? Did you lose anything? Mom laughed. Not me. At least not today, she replied. As your grandma used to say, it's a good thing your heads are fastened on or you'd lose them too. Yeah, exclaimed Lori, and that would be bad. Dad smiled. Well, I'm glad there are also some other things, very important things, that we can never lose, he said. Like what? Lori asked. Well, take the love of God, for example, Dad replied. God's amazing love is always ours. And how about our salvation? Because God loves us, he offers eternal life to all who will trust in Jesus. He says they will never perish. Yeah, hey, said Nathaniel. So even though it seemed like we were losers, we're really winners. Well, how about you? Do you ever lose things? It's inconvenient if you lose a book, a homework assignment, your favorite baseball cap, or some other thing you're fond of or use regularly. Aren't you glad you'll never lose the most important thing, God's love? You can count on it for the rest of your life and for all eternity. Romans 8:39, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. And our key thought, God's love is forever. Oh boy, do I ever lose things? So just about every day. I lose my keys. I forget where I put my hearing aids. That's why I'm so glad we can't lose God's love. He knows who I am and where I am and what I need. He never loses sight of me. And someday I'll be with him in heaven for all eternity. When I trusted Christ as my Savior, he gave me eternal life. He gave me salvation. And that's also something I will never lose. Hey, thanks for joining me for Keys for Kids. It's a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501.